very cool costume for halfway to Halloween as this one misses outside for ball number four. So for those of you Raptors fans who are looking to come out on halfway to Halloween, just know that you'll be in for quite the spectacle from your radio broadcaster. Runners now on the corners with two away, and with that, Justin Battle will get a quick mound visit from Mike Spears. I always love to get into the mood for Halloween. You never really get, for guys, you never really get to put on makeup all too much. You know, face paint, that kind of thing, and I am ready. I am going to go all out here. I tell you what. And you just got to be ready for it. I want to say it, but I'm not going to because it's got to be a surprise. You know, if you want it to see the costume, you'll probably get to see it online eventually. I'll take a picture of it and post it on my Twitter account, maybe on Instagram as well, but I think the best way is just to come out to Witter Field. Obviously, a lot of opportunities to do so, and halfway to Halloween, maybe the one that I'm looking forward to the most. And first pitch to Mikey Bell. That one's going to come in and hit him on the elbow, and that's his second hit by pitch of the game. He is 0-4, and so hitless on this one, despite his batting average nearing 400. Not quite as good of a batting average, though, as the guy who's up at the plate now, Daniel Rogers. Was talking about him earlier in the game, about the plate appearances he's been having, and well, now he comes up with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning and a chance to add even more RBIs to his total on the season. Runner on first is Mikey Bell, on second Davis Hamilton, and on third Noah Sheffield. Two away in the bottom of the eighth. First pitch to Rogers is taken for strike number one. Rogers, left-handed hitting catcher. It's a lefty-righty matchup. Started the day 3-for-3, but he's been retired on flyouts the last two times. Both to the outfield, though, so he got at least a good enough hit on the ball to leave the infield. 0-1 the count. Pitch comes home to Rogers, but misses high and outside for ball number one, a 1-1 count. This is his fourth game of the season. He's got 8 RBIs, 7 runs, and 4 home runs. So now the 1-1 count as Rogers stays set in the batter's box. Pitch comes from Battle, but it misses high and outside for ball number two. Now a 2-0 count, and Rogers from the University of Iowa. Now he's looking forward to a great season here. He's really been showing off the ability early on this season. No home runs in this game, though. And before that happens, a balk is called as Justin Battle tried to come home with the pitch, but the umpire was walking off, and it kind of threw Battle off of his game as he was about to come around with the pitch. It left out of his hands wild. Not a balk called, actually. Time was called while he was mid-rotation, and he misses it wide. So no balk. It's a 2-1 count. So the pitch on the way home, that one is outside, and okay, looks like they called a pitch clock violation, which is why Battle wasn't ready for it, as that one misses outside for a ball, so it ends up being an RBI for Daniel Rogers nonetheless, as he draws the walk, and Rogers now 9 RBIs through 4 games, as with the bases loaded, Battle walks the batter. Sends Mikey Bell to second, Davis Hamilton to third, and Noah Sheffield came home to score. Brings up Michael Lippi with the bases loaded as this ball gets fouled back to bring it 0-1. Michael Lippi up at the plate, the right-handed hitting left fielder for the Mallards. He is up for the sixth time today. Pitch here. He holds back his swing on, but it misses low. 1-1 the count, and Lippi a chance to do some damage. Rafters down 16-2 in the bottom of the eighth. Trying to avoid more damage. Justin Battle just trying to get out of this inning. Lined foul down that left field line. And now a 1-2 count. So Battle just a strike away from getting out of this inning. He had a chance earlier in the game against Davis Hamilton. At least earlier in this inning, I should say, to work out of it, but was unable to as Hamilton worked back and drew the walk. 1-2 count now to Lippi. Righty-righty matchup with Battle on the mound. Pitch comes in, but it misses inside for ball number two. 2-2 the count. Cole Kosciuszko on deck. He would be the ninth batter of the inning. And Justin Battle on the game now up to 63 pitches. In this inning alone, 34. Pitch number 35 is coming up next. And the 2-2 count on the way. This one's hit to the left side of the infield and gets under the glove of Hayden Carlson into left. It's an RBI single, and it keeps the bases loaded. It's now a 15-run Mallards lead. 17-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. And well, I'm going to have to come up with some other stories to talk about, as the Rafters right now just trying to figure things out, but that's going to do it for Justin Battle's night, as he will come out of the game with the second mound visit, and it will bring into the game now Brent Gallegos. Gallegos, the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters, coming in for Battle, and with that, we're going to step aside and take a break. This is WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
You're cruising along Highway 54, you're jamming out to your favorite song, you slow down for a red light when out your passenger window another car revs their engine wanting you to race. Now, at first you're like, no, I can't. But before you finish your thought, the light changes green, your foot slams the gas, your adrenaline is surging until your check engine light goes on and reality strikes. Have fun again in your vehicle. Work with the team at Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Honestly, I keep forgetting that they're the Neverminds today, and I don't know why. The Madison Neverminds is their alternate identity today, taking over for the Madison Mallards. But hey, they've been looking maybe even better than Madison has looked this season, as the Mallards, I mean, they continue to be a great offensive team. They lead 17-2 here in the bottom of the eighth. Brent Gallegos coming in. It's the right-handed pitcher for the Rafters, taking over for Justin Battle. Bases are loaded with two outs. This one's ripped over to second, but Harper's there. He'll flip it to short, and it's a 4-3 fielder's choice to get us out of the eighth inning. But the Rafters down 15 runs as we head into the ninth inning. So they would need a miracle in order to come back into this game. But who knows? It's a day after a holiday. Maybe it can happen. We'll see when we return from break here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
When it comes to heating and cooling homes in central Wisconsin, make the call to the Bullpen for Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. For more than 25 years, the Bryant experts have done whatever it takes to keep homeowners like you comfortable, from simple repairs and services to complete HVAC replacements and beyond. So no matter what you need, you'll know that their team has your back.
Need HVAC service now? Schedule yours by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I want to talk to you about your business. Are you a business owner who lies awake at night worried about your business uncertainties? Do you know who your target audience is or how to reach them? Don't waste another night's sleep. Call me at 715-496-0710 so I can show you the tools and information you need. We offer radio, digital, and streaming services that will help you stand out. With my education and experience, I'll help you create a solid plan tailored for your business. Because cookie cutters are for the holidays, not for business needs. Call today and let those uncertainties melt away. 715-496-0710.
At WFHR and WIRI, our advertisers are part of our family, so come join the family by calling Ashley today at 715-496-0710.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the Rafters here in the top of the ninth inning, down 17-2 here on WFHR, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Really appreciate you tuning in throughout what has been a pretty rough game for the Rafters. And, well, they'll be hoping to turn it around tomorrow and get some revenge on these Mallards back at Witter Field as part of an 8 home games in 8 days stretch. And that'll include just one doubleheader, and they'll have one away game over the next 8 days as well. So 9 games in 8 days, that's what we're looking forward to, as the first pitch to Eric Harper is skied in the air towards the right side of the infield. Now trailing back into the outfield, the second baseman will make the catch, and that's out number one here in the ninth inning. One up, one down. Jay Schuler back on the mound for the Mallards. He was 3 up, 3 down in the eighth inning. He is still perfect in his performance, and it brings up Royce Clayton Jr. to the plate with nobody on and one out in the top of the ninth inning. Rafters down 17-2. The first pitch on the way misses low for ball number one. A 1-0 count, and the Rafters right now eyeing down a 15-run loss. The last time the Rafters lost by 15 or more, got to go back to July 7th of last year. 1-0 count, misses for ball number two, a 2-0 count. And at the very least, they did not get shut out. They got the two-run shot from Junior Barajas earlier in the seventh inning. 2-0 count is in there for strike number one, and now a 2-1 count to Royce Clayton Jr. And Clayton, right-handed hitting center fielder, he was a defensive substitute earlier in the game, came in the bottom of the second inning, and unfortunate circumstances as he pops one down the right field line into foul territory. Is it playable? No, it's not. Goes into the stands to make it 2-2. Clayton had to substitute for Noah Hatta, who had a very painful injury in center field where it appeared like his glove, when he went down to make a catch at the grass, got caught on the turf. That one in there called for strike number three. And that's out number two in the ninth inning. Two up, two down. Rafters down to their last out here in the top of the ninth inning. But instead of Junior Barajas, it'll be a pinch hitter for the Rafters. They'll let Barajas end on the high note with the home run. Barajas ends his game going 2-for-4 as Lachlan Maud at the plate takes the first pitch for strike number one. 0-1 the count. Maud, the right-handed hitting catcher for the Rafters, comes in as a pinch hitter. 0-1 count, gets a swing and a miss for strike number two. Now 0-2, and Lachlan Maud, the new catcher in the game for the Rafters, Lachlan Maud, number 19, sends one over to the left side of the field, picked up at third base, throw across to first, and they got him for out number three. So Maud goes 5-3 in the books, and that does it for the game. Rafters don't end it the way that they hoped to. The final eight batters retired in order. And in the ninth inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. Post-game show comes up next. Quick break here, and when we return, it's more Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Meet Jeff. He is having a party. Unfortunately for Jeff, Mother Nature had other ideas. Don't be like Jeff, cold and wet. Call Party Envy Rentals today for any party, big or small, at 715-465-0122.
Make your party even better with Giant Backyard Games. Party Envy is here for your graduations, weddings, corporate picnics, and more. Make your event the talk of the town with Party Envy at 715-465-0122.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Let's get back to Rafters baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Well, the Rafters, not good news tonight here on a Saturday, the day after the 4th of July. The fireworks did not go off for the Rafters the way that they had anticipated. They did at least light one off, though. They got Junior Barajas to have a two-run home run. But before we talk about that, let's go back and just recap the game. We're going to go by a little bit quick in this post-game show. Not going to be a long one, as there is, unfortunately, not too much good news to talk about. First inning did not go the Rafters' way. The Mallards scored 10 runs in the inning on 9 hits, and they chased Kenny Schultz after he recorded just one out in his start. All 10 runs in that first inning were on his line. Trevor Moik came back in, though, after that point, and he actually had a pretty strong game for Wisconsin Rapids. As Moik ended the game with 2 2/3 innings, he allowed just the one run. No walks for him either, and he was able to locate pretty well. The Rafters really needed that to get back and have a chance in this one, but in the second inning, the Mallards would score one run off of Moik. Third inning, it was a shutout frame, and then Moik comes out of the game to start the fourth inning. It was Ashton Poole's turn, and Poole, in that fourth inning, he allowed the one run, a walk, a hit by pitch, and then a couple of batters that had productive outs. Noah Sheffield had a 5-3 ground out, and then a 5-3 ground out of Brock Lulewitz. Lulewitz ended the game with 3 RBIs. He had a very strong game, even though he didn't pick up all too many hits, just the one for him. And, well, Madison had a lot of great stat lines from the offensive side, but 12-0 at the end of the fourth and 13-0 at the end of the fifth. The Mallards would add one more in the sixth inning on an RBI fielder's choice from Davis Hamilton. Nearly a double play to get out of the inning, but couldn't quite get it, as Justin Battle had come into the game there in the sixth inning. That was the first run that he allowed. Seventh inning, though, 3 up, 3 down for Battle. And getting up there in the pitch count in the eighth inning, not used to going so deep into games. And in this eighth inning, Battle couldn't quite work out of it. And 3 runs came across for the Mallards. But before that, in the eighth inning, in the top of the seventh, realized I forgot to mention this, top of the seventh, that's where Junior Barajas' two-run shot came from. Sent one way out of here over that right field wall and more of the deeper part of the ballpark as well. He was able to still get one up and out of here to make it a 14-2 ball game, but 17-2 in the eighth inning after the 3 runs came across. And the Rafters Their final eight batters all were retired in order, not able to get any momentum going along. And the final score, 17-2. Looking back at the stats for this game, Junior Barajas had a good game. He went 2-for-4 from the plate with two RBIs thanks to his home run and a run scored. Madden Acco went 2-for-4 from the plate as well. Nobody else had a hit in the game for the Rafters. Just those two batters had hits. On the pitching side, I mentioned it, Trevor Moik, 2 2/3 innings. He allowed one run, no walks, struck out two batters, and he allowed just the four hits. And along with that, Brent Gallegos, at the very end of the game, he recorded the final out for the Rafters on the only batter that he faced. So pretty good all around from both of those two guys, but unfortunately, as a team, the Rafters couldn't get any momentum. They drop it 17-2. It's the first loss by 15 or more runs since they lost by 17 against Wausau almost 1 year ago from today. 1 year ago from 2 days from now was the date, July 7th, 2024, when they lost at Wausau. And so they're going to be hoping to see a different kind of history marked by tomorrow. The Rafters now losing back-to-back games. They drop to 2-3 on the second half and hoping for the home crowd to show up and get them some encouragement as they return to Witterfield tomorrow. First pitch, 3:05 p.m. The Rafters taking on the Mallards once again. It'll be Michael Yeager against Noah Marschke. Both of those guys have been really good pitchers this season. Marschke has been dominant over his last three outings, hasn't allowed a run. Marschke is looking to continue that here for the Rafters, has quite the scoreless streak of 12 1/3 innings. On the other side, Michael Yeager, he has a 2.57 ERA, and he started a bunch of games for the Mallards. And, well, I was included as part of the voting ballot for the All-Star game. And, well, I will say Michael Yeager, he was certainly a guy that was up there for me, and it made it tough to choose between him and some of the rest of the guys. There were some great names up there. Yeager certainly has a chance to make the All-Star game this year for Madison. But Yeager and Noah Marschke, the two pitchers for tomorrow, and we'll see who gets the better of the other once we return to Witterfield. But that game will be starting at 3:05 tomorrow, so an early one, and hope to see you there. But that's going to do it from our broadcast tonight. So a big shout-out to all of you for tuning in. You guys, the fans of the Rafters, you're what makes this happen, and couldn't be without you guys and your support that the Rafters come out here and play every day, and of course for us here on the broadcast side as well. Big shout out to WFHR as always for hosting us on the radio side, and of course to the hospitality of the Madison Mallards, Ian Paprocki, the broadcaster over here, one of my good friends, and well, he always does a great job, and the entire broadcast setup here, all great people, and love getting to work with them as well. But that's going to do it from our broadcast here. One final time, the final score, the Rafters 2 to the Madison Mallards 17. From myself, Austin Thomas, and from the rest of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters, thank you and have a great rest of your night.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome if you're just joining us. As part of our celebration of Memorial Day, our acknowledgement, our public expression of respect for all of our current service members and those that have served our vets, we've got a special guest joining us. His name is Lonnie Renthaber. He is the executive director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. Patriot Canines of Wisconsin, as we've been discussing, is unique and different for a couple of reasons. One, in their training model for the dogs, it's an extensive training program. They don't just hand over dogs to vets and say, see you later. They do a lot of time with the vet and the canine companion, making sure that the vet has a bond, knows how to work with the animal well. Secondly, the dogs are entirely free to vets, which I think is really important. Lonnie, I wanted to we're going to get to how vets can learn more and sign up, but let me just drop the website here because vets can go there and find out if you want to volunteer, donate money. Here's where you go to find out more about Patriot Canines of Wisconsin, www.patriotcanines, K as in the letter K, 9 as in the number 9, S, patriotcanines.org. We'll put that website address in our show notes. You can find those on Spotify, Apple Pods, and of course at civicmedia.us/shows. One of the other interesting pieces of your program, of your organization, Lonnie, is that men who are incarcerated at the Red Granite Correctional Institution actually help with that initial training. Tell us a little bit more about it.
Yeah, we have our Pause for Patriots. That's what we call it. There's the Pause for Patriots program. And it's a program where we have incarcerated persons training, raising and training our service dog candidates. So we purchase or are donated quality bred service dog candidates from 8 to 12 weeks of age, and we place them at Red Granite. And they are raised and trained by two inmates or two persons, incarcerated persons, with each dog. They live with them, they go to work with them, they go to school with them, they do all the stuff that they do every day with people, instead of being a kennel dog. That some organizations have dogs just in a kennel until it gets worked. Our dogs are with people all the time. They go to eat with them and everything. So it's really, really nice. We have some of the guys that have been with our program for coming on 4 years now and have raised three dogs, and they're becoming super trainers themselves. Mm. And these are quality trainers that I would hire on the outside if that would ever be an option at some point someday. Really good trainers they're developing there.
Isn't that amazing that at every stage in these dogs' lives, they are impacting, showing love. I always like to say dogs train us as much as we train them in all kinds of ways. Folks, if you're just joining us, our special guest is Lonnie Renthaber, the Executive Director of Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. Lonnie, let's talk a little bit about how vets can get signed up if they are struggling, if they need some help. Tell us, how does a vet qualify for your program? How do they reach out? What's the process like?
A lot of our veterans come from the VA. The VA sends them to us. We get a lot of phone calls initially. However, you can get more information off our website, patriotcanines.org. There's an information tab there. We don't have an application process on the website because it's very extensive. We do background checks. We do a full application, interview, doctor's letters. We need a coal handler. There's a lot of qualifications, so it's way too much to put on the website. But if you can, a veteran in need can go there and fill out the little questionnaire, and it will come to our. We have a veteran coordinator and a veteran liaison. They both get that email, and one of those people will reach out to you within 24 hours of us receiving that email.
Folks, again, you can check that out, fill out that form, do that first outreach so that folks can get in touch with you if you feel like you would benefit from this program. Again, that website is patriotcanines.org. Lonnie, I just wanted to ask you, how has this program impacted some of the veterans who have been paired with canine companions? What are some of the stories, the results, the impacts that people have shared with you over your time as the executive director?
We've had veterans that were homebound, could never really leave their house much more, just to go across the street, maybe to go to a quick trip or something like that, go back to school, get married. We've had veterans get not just their bachelor's degree, but master's degrees and cross the stage with their dogs. We've had veterans get married, rekindle. I think the most important thing is they rekindle their relationships with their families, because a lot of us veterans come home and kind of burn a lot of bridges. And I think just getting their family support back is one of the biggest things, is empowering them to remake those connections. And I think one of the things I learned from this program is how much the community actually cares about us, because I wish I would have known it 15 years ago how much the community supports veterans. It's unbelievable to me. It's really humbled me over the last few years being here.
I think it's one of the people sometimes don't know how to support vets, but I think it's a universally held feeling that, hey, I of course want to be thankful, respectful, and acknowledge and support veterans in my family and in my community and in my workplace. Folks, if you are asking yourselves, how do I help? Bonnie has an answer for you, and that is Patriot Canines of Wisconsin. They've had our back. Help them know that we have their back through a canine companion. Again, you can check out more and get more information. Donate your time, volunteer, donate some shekels if you got extra. Get involved. If you're a vet suffering, please do reach out. That's www.patriotcanines.org. Lonnie, thank you for your service. Thank you for your continued service to our veterans community here in Wisconsin and beyond. You are seen and appreciated. Folks, that's going to do it for Lonnie and I. I'll be back after the bottom of the half hour with more special acknowledgement of Memorial Day. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Week.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well.
CBS News Brief, the search in San Antonio continues for 27 girls missing from a camp hit by flash flood. At least 48 are dead, including over a dozen children. Governor Greg Abbott.
In 36 hours, they have rescued or recovered more than 850 people, some clinging to trees.
The Carolinas are bracing for Tropical Storm Chantel, which is expected to bring heavy rain. CBS News meteorologist Grant Gilmore is tracking.
Chantel will move inland, bringing gusty winds, heavy rainfall, and that threat for flash flooding as we go through the Carolinas into Virginia into Monday.
Hamas says they have responded to the latest truce proposal in a positive spirit. Relatives of hostages still held in Gaza are calling on the Israeli government to accept the ceasefire proposed by the U.S.
The government of Israel must do all it can to ensure the outlined deal is implemented this coming week.
CBS News Brief, I'm Cooper Lawrence.
The Brewers in Miami. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers and the Marlins going at it this afternoon in South Florida, where it's hot, humid, and in the 90s. Last night, the Brewers held on to beat the Marlins 6-5, thanks to closer Trevor McGill getting his 19th save of the season. Pat Murphy asked, why did he decide to keep McGill in the game despite two men on and the Marlins slugger Otto Lopez at the plate?
I know I'm looking at the clock, and what time was it? I looked at the clock, and it was like 9:48, and I'm like, Milwaukee's an hour behind, and when my kid's going to go to bed, so I got to be able to FaceTime to go to bed. So that was one thing I was thinking. The other thing I was thinking of is just how proud I am of McGill. Just every big situation, he's just a great competitor, you know, and keeps coming at you. Close call, whatever, it doesn't affect him. It's just, he's been sensational. That's what I was thinking about, where my kids are going to go sleep so I can FaceTime them, and then that. What else was I thinking about? Like all the things I was thinking about? I mean, I had a lot of things on my mind.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Big Brother Season 27 is about to drop, but there is an exciting new twist, according to the people who created said twist. Variety says three contestants from previous seasons will drop by every Friday night to analyze the sitch. Other highlights for this coming season will include a mystery hotel theme and a living room with chess guardians, whatever that means. Season 27 of Big Brother drops July 10th on CBS. In other Season 27 news, the creators of South Park are not happy about the delay in their latest season viewers. Trey Parker and Matt Stone are blaming the Paramount merger with Skydance for the long wait between seasons. Season 26 finished 2 years ago. A recent update was that the new season would drop July 9, but that has been pushed back again to July 27. Just guessing, we will see Parker and Stone's frustration with the networks in a South Park episode in the near future. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight with scattered showers and thunderstorms and lows in the mid-60s. Mostly sunny for tomorrow, beautiful, less humid and a high in the low 80s. More sunshine for Monday, then a little more humidity Monday night and Tuesday with some storms possible. Right now it's 73.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll review the holiday weekend. Hope yours has been good. Also, Kristen Lyerly, John and Gordy, and Jane Matinair will join us as well.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
The Maggie Dawn Show is enjoying today's celebration, but it's still Free Ticket Friday and your chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets. Right now, use your Civic Media app to text in the word FREEDOM. Now enjoy some of the best moments from The Maggie Dawn Show.
Welcome, 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 and welcome back if you're rejoining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. This is The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Every Wednesday at 4:30, we do a segment that we call Broad Appeal because I like to talk to all of the amazing broads, and I mean that with reverential love and respect, that are involved in politics, standing up for the middle class here in the state of Wisconsin. We've got one such fabulous broad. It is Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway of the city of Madison. Welcome to the program. So glad that you could make time for us.
Oh, thank you so much, Maggie. Really appreciate the time to be here, and I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it's great. It's great to see you. Since we were just talking about the biennial budget with my colleague Dan Schaefer, I thought I would start there, see if you have any thoughts. I mean, My view is, and what I understand from folks in joint finance, is that where the governor has gotten at least Robin Voss and most Republicans in state government, the place that they're at in those negotiations is better than the budget that we've got now, which would potentially make a veto of the budget problematic, right? And we've got sort of these fringy MAGA state senators that want about the most draconian cuts and more tax cuts for the ultra wealthy and mega businesses here in the state. All kind of nonsensical. And the big sort of 8,000 pound gorilla in the room, of course, is that none of the MAGA regime here in the state are talking about the impacts to Wisconsinites by Donald Trump's big brutal bill on Capitol Hill. So my question to you, Mayor, is generally, what are your reflections on this moment and the upcoming biennial budget? And what do cities like yours, as well as smaller municipalities, what is your view? What are the potential impacts for our local jurisdictions, our munis across the state?
Yeah, it's a great question, and certainly a huge issue for our state right now. I mean, I guess I'd start with a couple of just really top line things. And I mean, first of all, to give credit where credit's due, the budget that the governor proposed was a really good budget.
Yes, it was.
Right. And, you know, I would have been happy with that. But of course, that's not how things go in the state legislature. But, you know, we at the local level, we don't really have the option to delay and disagree and, you know, threaten to like not even have a budget at all.
Yeah.
We have to balance our budget every year, and we're required to pass it by a certain time. And like, so, you know, at the local level, I think we're, dare I say, slightly more practical about these things. And I really do think that, you know, we don't get as caught up in the sort of partisan or ideological fussing that the state legislature can get caught up in sometimes. But I think, you know, all told, you raise a really good point. We do not know the full scope of the impacts of what the federal government is doing for the state. And when we at the city level look at the potential scope of impact of reduced funding from the federal government, it's very large, and we would not be able to make up all those services on our own, and we would certainly need help from the state. And And I think it would really be prudent right now for state government to be thinking about what are those impacts, not just across their own agencies, which is large enough.
Right.
But also what are the impacts across of all local government who has a much reduced capacity to take care of our folks if we're not getting federal funding. So that is a huge deal.
Yes.
That I don't see them talking about. The other thing I would say is that, you know, over the past decade-ish, you know, one thing that has happened is that the state has taken a series of actions that has pushed costs off onto the property tax. So what I am saying to you is that the state legislature has forced higher property taxes.
Yes.
On people who live in Wisconsin. And that's unfair. We should have a balance in types of revenue between the property tax and income tax and sales tax and fees and fines. And that right now is not happening. So when I look at the budget and the budget deal that is sort of in the mix right now, I look to see, are they doing anything for municipalities?
Yeah.
Are they doing anything to give us some actual tax relief in the form of property tax relief by giving some of that revenue that they make in income tax and sales tax off of our communities back to the people that generate it?
Yes.
That's what I look for in the budget. And you know, so far, I don't see a whole lot.
Yeah, my brain is going in a million directions based upon what you just said. Having been through budget cycles at the city of Milwaukee years ago and nearly 8 years with Milwaukee County, I know I've seen that work up close, because much of the services provided in local government, this isn't about partisanship, right?
We serve everybody.
Yes, schools and parks and your local roads and the garbage pickup and the snow removal and the libraries. Like this, it is, I often tell people that local governments are the resource of last resort.
Yes.
And they're the resource of first impact, meaning the stuff that immediately impacts your life. That's local government. Like, that is the touch point for the vast majority of us in terms of immediate impacts on our quality of life. And thank you so much for pointing out that, quote, shared revenue, that is this bizarro formula that the state arbitrarily cooks up every year to determine how much of a locality's revenues that are generated from a place like Madison or Wausau or Wisconsin Dells or Sturgeon Bay, how much of their own taxes that they create through their residents and taxpayers goes back to those localities. The state has increasingly created mandates and not funded them.
Yeah.
And the shared revenue formula is so broken. And you compound that, and you can go, everybody can go to the Wisconsin Policy Forum website and look at their analyses of how screwed up our revenue system is, our taxation, fees, and fine structures. Most other states in the union allow local governments so much greater flexibility when it comes to revenue generation.
Right. We're so limited in how we can generate revenue. And but you said a really important thing, and that is the amount that comes back to our communities. And so for Madison alone, right, we get back of the money we send to the state government, right? So of the income tax that our folks pay, of the sales tax that when you go and you buy something in the store, you pay that sales tax, right? We get back 18 cents on the dollar. And that's not city government. That is the community of Madison.
Right.
That is the city and the county and the school district. So we are subsidizing the state government. Now, I don't mind giving them some, like, I don't mind, right? We
right.
need a state government. I like having state agencies do the work that they do. I'm really glad we have a housing authority. Like, I like WEDA. I like the DNR,
yep.
you know?
Yep.
But we are generating economic activity for the state. We are growing in population, and we need a little bit more than 18 cents on the dollar back.
And that, Madam Mayor, to me, this is the great looming specter over all of this, whether we're looking in the Beltway, you know, in Washington, D.C., and the big brutal belt, or we're looking here at our biennial budget, is a fundamental concept of fairness. right? Yeah. And the distortion that is employed by some to twist facts, 18 cents on the dollar for the whole metropolitan area of Madison is unfair. I think everybody can see that. It's worse when you look at the Milwaukee metropolitan area by a clip. I mean, Madison, Milwaukee, the big tourism centers in our state, the places where there are large manufacturers, these are the economic engines. And we have to, again, the local governments provide the infrastructure and the support and the resources for their residents that drive that economic activity that funds state government. We can do better. We need to do better. I wanted to talk, you mentioned housing, Madam Mayor, and you have championed Madison's housing first approach to combat homelessness. We know that stable housing and addressing housing insecurity unlocks all kinds of opportunities for people.
Yes, it does.
If you want to tell people to bootstrap themselves, well, that gets highly more likely if you've got a place to live. Tell us a little bit more about what you're doing in Madison.
You need a roof over your head. I mean, this is the thing. So listen, Madison, like many cities around the country, has, you know, for years and years and years, did not build enough homes to keep up with our population growth. And that puts you in a situation where, first of all, the competition for the existing homes is driving up the price. And the people who are suffering the most are the people who have the least. And so you're increasing, if you do not have a healthy housing market, you're increasing housing instability, you're increasing the risk of homelessness and actual homelessness, because people literally can't afford a place to live, right? They can't afford a home. Yeah. And so we're taking an across-the-board approach in Madison. And so yes, absolutely, we're doing work on homelessness, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But we are trying to catch up on the years and years where we weren't building enough homes. We are trying to catch up and build more homes. So we have a pretty ambitious goal of building about 15,000 homes by 2035. And part of that is so that we can create enough homes that are affordable for folks to get them into housing and out of homelessness. And that, it's a challenge. It's a big project, but we are using all sorts of different tools to make sure that we can just get more homes built for everybody.
Yeah, you know, so when supply is artificially low and we haven't planned, right, prices go up. That is the old Econ 101.
That's right.
I went to law school at Madison, loved it. I was recently in town chatting with some friends of mine and literally almost fell off my bar stool at Paul's Club when they told me how much they were paying in mortgage payments for the size of their home and another friend paying in rent. And, you know, you talk to folks in Green Bay, that's an issue. You talk to folks in Wisconsin Dells, that's an issue.
Yeah.
And the federal government has almost all but disappeared, right? There's money still coming from HUD, but actual new housing starts, it ain't coming from the – it wasn't before, and it certainly ain't happening in this administration. It's a real crisis. Tell me about some of the different resources that you're pulling together, and we've got about a minute.
Yeah, so we're working on zoning to make we're working to make it easier to build things by right, so you can just get a building permit. And we're working on funding housing, and then we're working on improving our process so it is quicker to make housing in our community.
Zoning, get the permit, make it quicker, and get the funding, and you'll have some housing starts. We're going to continue this discussion with Madison Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway in today's installment of Broad Appeal. What got her into politics? What keeps her in the fight? What feeds her energy? Because we all need it these days. We discuss next right here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Yeah. as Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
There's a quote about the importance of setting goals. If you don't know where you're going, any path will take you there. This holds true for things that are important to you financially as well. To set your financial goals, think about your priorities. Outline them as either must-haves, such as a comfortable retirement, or wish list, perhaps a vacation or entertainment. You'll want your goals to be specific. Assign estimate dates and cost to each one so you can plan how much to save and how much time you'll have before you need the money. Next, hold yourself accountable to stay on track. This involves actively tracking your progress, maintaining your focus, and using these time-tested strategies. Diversify, own quality investments, and keep a realistic perspective. A financial advisor can help with this. Finally, enjoy that sense of accomplishment when you reach your goals, seeing your efforts literally pay off.
This content was provided by Edward Jones for use by Clay Kanoki, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisor at 715-421-0958.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Tracy Ann Mangold, how would you describe what it is that Brian Schimming is caught in the crossfires of?
He's the first paid state chair that they've ever had. And so the belief was that maybe that'll increase his ability to fundraise for the state. Obviously, that has not worked out so well. I've been told that he thinks 4 phone calls a day to fundraise is a lot, which, you know, isn't.
104 might be a good start.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms. As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Years ago, I had a rainbow. No, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, sure, you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. The Todd Albaugh Show.
Why do we want to be proud to be an American? Why are we celebrating the United States?
Let's say that you're going to define America in political terms. I define it in terms of what the Founding Fathers did in 1776. An ideal that we are still trying to fully live up to. That all men, all people, I would say, are created equal. All Americans are represented by the stars and stripes. I love the 4th of July.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, public speaking, the list of fears is endless. But the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. Distracted driving is what's really scary and even deadly. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wfhr.com/contest-terms. Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other about what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Cooper Lawrence. Catastrophic flooding is being blamed for the deaths of at least 48 people in Central Texas, while others remain missing. CBS's Jason Allen has the story.
Search and rescue teams climbed over piles of debris spreading out across the Guadalupe riverbanks that had been underwater, probing for anyone who may still be there. Friends and family of the missing also searching, overcome by how much has been lost. Brian Blackbird came to the river looking for signs of his sister and her husband.
We're still hoping for the best, but that's about all we can do in that and pray.
They were staying in their family vacation home with friends when Texas officials say the river rose more than 25 feet in less than 45 minutes early Friday morning.
It appears Israel and Hamas negotiated.